Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
The Traitors has been a huge hit in the UK and in the States, and now it's making its way here. And guess what? You can be part of it. Yes, you can. Darren Smith is the managing editor, managing director of Kite Entertainment, and he's on the line to tell us more about it now. How are you, Darren?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Good. This is exciting news. The Traitors is so big.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, to someone who hasn't seen it, there are very few people, I would imagine, but just in case you haven't and they're waking up this morning listening and they're going, oh yeah, I'm vaguely aware of that idea. What's it about? Yeah. Can you give us the quick elevator pitch on it?
It's kind of wafer-thin idea, like many of the good ones. It's incredibly simple. It is 22 people go to a castle for 2 weeks. Three of them, they're blindfolded around the round table on the first night. Three of them get a tap on the shoulder from the host encircling the table, and they become traitors. And each episode, they select a faithful to murder. And then in the evenings, the faithfuls gather and decide to try and work out which one is a traitor and get rid of them.
And that's
then
the thing.
It sounded simple, and then it sounded really complicated. Yeah. But it's kind of that schoolyard game, you know, where they stand in a circle and one of them gets tapped on the shoulder.
Yes.
Or maybe I went to a very different school than everyone else. But in my head, it's a very simple game and it's a huge TV show, like you said.
I'm picturing it all right. And I was speaking actually to Simon Atkins, who is someone who's behind the show. I was talking to him about this on the show recently. And I was saying that just the stress I get when I'm watching a show and I know someone is, you know, someone knows something that someone else doesn't know. And how they can keep their faces straight and, you know.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
I think you've hit on the thing that just really works in the show is, as viewers, we know from the start.
Yeah.
There's no waiting for a big reveal. We're in on it. And that's kind of contrary to, you know, most formats at the moment, you know, where everyone's waiting to find out, or a TV drama where you're waiting to find out who's done it. We know who's done it from the start. And we're trying to, because we've been over to Scotland where they make the UK and the American version.
Yes.
We've been to Czech Republic where they do it on a budget more like ours. What has been really interesting is as producers, we tend to want to meddle with stuff as it's happening.
Yes.
But on this one, the rule is you don't. It's kind of like you have to unlearn producing because the game just gets under the skin.
All right. So do you mean meddle with the actual what's going on episode to episode as opposed to the format? Worried.
No, you stick with the format,
sure,
which is pretty simple. There's a challenge every day. There's a round table. There's all that kind of stuff. But in terms of, you know, as producers, you try to interfere sometimes editorially and put little things in the way.
Contestants,
because you want that drama. But on this one, you don't have to. The game, like I said, it just gets under people's skin because nobody thinks they're a bad judge of character. I think that's what's at the heart of it.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't want to feel like you've been duped. Absolutely not.
Yeah. People are sneaky.
Tell me this.
Particularly sneaky.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Good to see this one.
Well, talk to me about then the fact that people can actually get involved and become either the traitors or the faithful. So, how do they apply now if they're listening and going, I love this show?
They send an email straight away to traitors@kiteentertainment.com. That's traitors@kiteentertainment.com.
Right, guys.
And then they'll get an automatic reply telling them what the next step is.
I was going to say, get an automatic reply going, leave us alone. There are too many people applying. No.
There are a lot, but there's always more welcome.
Absolutely. Traitors.
I've been over the weekend, but that's the idea.
Yeah, actually, I did see the ad even on the telly talking about
ads
it as well.
On the telly.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant. And then, have you any idea who's going to host it? Because obviously, Claudia Winkleman does the UK, Alan Cumming does the US.
Yeah, no, I do. I have an idea.
And?
I'm not telling you.
Come on!
No, we haven't anyone confirmed.
But you have thoughts?
We have thoughts. That would be it. Yeah, we have thoughts.
Do you want to tap me on the shoulder and just pull me aside?
Everyone has thoughts.
Yeah.
Everyone has texted me. And generally, a lot of people's thoughts are that they should be.
Yeah, I was going to say,
an interesting thought.
Yeah, going, me, Darren, I'd be great.
Yeah,
I'd imagine you'll get a fair few of them, all right. Well, we look forward to finding out exactly who it is that is going to be hosting it, but more importantly, who the 22 strangers are that are going to go in.
Yeah. This time next year, there's going to be 22 people who are going about their daily business today who this time next year, the entire country will have an opinion on.
That's it, and their lives could change.
The fun part of a show.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. And there's 50 grand to be won.
Well, that's the other thing we should say. It's not a small amount of money that's on offer. 50,000 euro could be yours if you manage to get through the Irish version of Traitors and emerge victorious. So that's a lot of money. So traitors@kiteentertainment.com is the email address. Send it there. Play Darren. See if you can... you can get in. More importantly, see if you can find out who the host is. Let us know. Darren, all the best with it. You guys are doing amazing work as always over at Kite, and we're looking forward to seeing what this one's going to be like.
Cheers, Dave. Take care.
All right, nice one. See you later. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.